This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Huang Nguyen. First name is Huang, H-U-O-N-G, last name is Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen, address 3, date of birth 3-20-1973. This letter is being written to Dr. Deng Mai Fan. First name is Deng, D-U-N-G, last name Fan, P-H-A-N, Fan, address Deng Fan, address 1693 Flanagan Drive, F-L-A-N-I-G-A-N Drive, Suite 100, San Jose, California, 95121, telephone number 408-274-3881, fax number 408-274-9053. Dear Dr. Deng Fan, D-U-N-G, last name Fan, P-H-A-N Fan, thank you for asking me to see this 51-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. There was an interpreter available to get a decent history, period. Huang, H-U-O-N-G, Huang has been suffering from chronic rashes pretty much involving her right upper thigh and buttock and little and the groin area, period. Rash is quite pruritic and does not seem to change much, period. However, she feels her rashes are much worse after eating certain foods, but period. So she feels she may be allergic to seafoods and some other foods and wants to make sure there are no obvious allergies, period. As a matter of fact, she has seen two dermatologists and a biopsy has been performed and results are not available, period. She has been treated with number one ketoconazole, K-E-T-O, ketoconazole, C-O-N-A-Z-O-L-E, ketoconazole for presumed fungal infection, and also period. She also has been treated with the clobestol, which is a high strength steroid, period. She has used some other creams, but the rash doesn't seem to change much, period. There are no obvious history of any sneezing, coughing, runny nose, stuffy nose, wheezing, or any irritated and eczema like rashes anywhere else on the body, period. Overall, she's healthy, period. There is a history of intraductal papilloma, for which she has been appropriately treated. She also takes some other medications, but overall she is in a decent health, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 51-year-old who had erythematous annular, scaly, itchy rash and confined to upper thighs and the groin area, period. Clinically, I don't believe this rash has anything to do with food allergies, period. It certainly could be a contact some form of contact dermatitis, but I really have no definite diagnosis available, period. I recommended some Lydex cream, but that was not useful, and it has been discontinued. Period. For itching, I am recommending Arorex 25 milligram at bedtime, and hopefully that will make her comfortable. Period. Brief allergy testing to foods and pollens was completely negative, thus ruling out any obvious allergies. Period. My final diagnosis, itchy, rash, unknown etiology, Number two, she needs to see a specialized dermatologist who can do biopsy the involved areas and perhaps come up with a diagnosis period. Overall, I believe she's going to be I'm hopeful that she'll be able to find a dermatologist or to get a proper diagnosis period. I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regard and dedication on patient Huang Nguyen.